American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Anti-Jewish riots not slowing down across the country, with hundreds of arrests at colleges like the University of California, Los Angeles, and Columbia University. Former President Donald Trump addressed the situation.
Worry about the left, because this is a movement from the left. These are radical left lunatics. And they got to be stopped now, because it's going to go on, and it's going to get worse and worse.
UCLA professor Nir Hoffman says anyone who calls this a peaceful protest is lying.
This was never peaceful. Jews were not allowed to go in to the campus. Jews were not allowed to go into the library. Jews were not allowed to go to classes. It was never peaceful. We don't know who the staff are. We don't know who the faculty are. We don't know who the students are. We don't know who these outside agitators are, because this is a total breakdown of law and order. Who knows who's in there? The writing was on the wall here. Okay, people were getting attacked.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says this nonsense has no place in America.
It has no place in America, and it's the fault of liberal college administrators and liberal politicians that it was tolerated for this long in the first place. Well, it's a revolting display of anti-Americanism, and we know what kind of message it sends, because Hamas and the Ayatollahs in Iran have been celebrating these fanatics that have built little Gazas all around America's campuses, while Joe Biden remains silent, while he doesn't take action. Not only has he refused to speak out in an unequivocal way, where's the Department of State revoking visas for foreigners who are in little Gazas? Or the Department of Homeland Security deporting them? Department of Justice and the Department of Education investigating why Jewish civil rights are being violated? These are all questions that Joe Biden could have been tackling over the last several weeks, but he's been totally silent and paralyzed by indecision because he's afraid of the anti-Semitic wing of his own party.
The Florida Family Policy Council is applauding state officials for challenging President Biden's changes to Title IX.
Biden's Department of Education wants the word sex in Title IX to include gender identity. As of August 1st of this year, the department wants bathrooms and locker rooms to allow for people of the opposite sex. In other words, males would be able to use female spaces and vice versa. In recent days, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other elected officials said the Sunshine State is not on board. Aaron DiPietro of Florida Family Policy Council was glad to hear it.
It's an absolutely proper thing for both Governor DeSantis and so many of these other governors and state attorneys generals to challenge this very bad rule change.
Students and teachers would also be expected to use someone's preferred pronouns. DiPietro says that's a free speech issue.
We shouldn't be playing these pronoun games with our children's futures, and we should absolutely not be forcing coerced speech at the point of government manipulation with dollars being strung in front of school districts.
Several states, including Texas and Indiana, are challenging the Title IX changes. I'm Chris Woodward.
A city college in California is making a Pollyanna promise that its new learning center will create a society free from poverty, homelessness, and more. More from Bob Kellogg.
Fresno City College officials boast the new Social Justice Center will tackle some of society's most difficult issues, envisioning a society rooted in equity, according to Campus Reform. Christian commentator Janice Krause comments such an idea is unworkable.
There's no way that each individual is the same as the next individual. We're all different. We come with different gifts and different abilities. So the idea that we can create a society rooted in equity is just false to begin with.
She says a newer issue brought up by Fresno is land acknowledgement.
And in the last, I would say, 6 weeks or so, I see land arguments everywhere. People wanting to acknowledge where a parcel of land came from and saying somebody has a deed to land. Who owned the land before them? Let's have land acknowledgement. All of a sudden, this is a big deal.
The school's website notes that at the start of each event, a land acknowledgement will be made. I'm Bob Kellogg.
More news available online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.